Well, arthritis affects very many Australians. In fact, around 1.7 million of us have a chronic inflammatory form of this condition. Currently, though, there are only 39 full-time equivalent rheumatology nurses for the whole nation. That's one rheumatology nurse for every 45,000 arthritis sufferers. The peak health body, Arthritis Australia, says this just isn't good enough, and today it's calling on the federal government to do more to boost nurse numbers in this area. Associate Professor Susanna Proudman is the Medical Director for Arthritis Australia, and Linda Bradbury is a rheumatology nurse practitioner. They're both in our Parliament House studios. Susanna, Linda, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Susanna Proudman, if I come to you first, Arthritis Australia is launching this report which underlines what's described as a crisis in rheumatology nursing. How difficult is it now for those who are suffering from some kind of inflammatory arthritis to get access to the medical care they need?
Well, thanks, Fran. The results of this survey, commissioned by Arthritis Australia and prepared by the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association, highlighted the severe shortage of specialist rheumatology nurses in Australia, with one in 45,000 patients suffering from these chronic inflammatory joint diseases being able to access nurses. This really means that less than one in four patients have ever seen a rheumatology nurse during the course of their disease, which may be over many, many decades. Most of the nurses are actually in public hospitals, but 80% of the care for these patients is in fact in the private sector. And this means that very few patients have had the additional support, not only from an emotional perspective, but in terms of education and giving them the skills to manage these chronic disabling diseases.
Okay, so the statistics you've come up with are pretty gripping. You calculate in the report that when you drill down into what you just described, there's effectively one rheumatology nurse for every 45,000 people living with inflammatory arthritis. But why, and that's a staggering statistic, as I say, but what does that mean for people with this condition? Why are nurses the indicator we should be looking at and not medical practitioners, for instance?
Well, while rheumatologists are traditionally the primary care providers for patients with these diseases, and certainly many of them have very complex medical issues, the day-to-day living with one of these conditions really has a major impact on how patients can contribute to the care of their loved ones, be involved in work, and really just cope on a day-to-day basis with pain and often quite significant symptoms. And really, nurses can provide a lot of education to help patients manage with the chronic fatigue, their other symptoms, and to really manage sometimes quite toxic therapies. And of course, they can provide care really quite quickly. It can be very difficult to gain access to a rheumatologist, certainly in the early stages of disease. And we know now that early institution of therapy can significantly improve health outcomes.
Okay. I'll come to Linda on this to talk about it specifically. But just before I do, what conditions are included in this 1.7 million Australians described as having chronic inflammatory arthritis?
Chronic inflammatory arthritis really refers to diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, psoriatic arthritis, and even juvenile idiopathic arthritis, as well as a whole range of quite uncommon inflammatory diseases such as lupus, which can have significant consequences, including being quite life-threatening
Absolutely.
At times.
Okay, Linda Bradbury, let's come to you. You are a rheumatology nurse. You work, you've got 20 years' experience, I think, working currently at Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane. How would you describe the importance of what you do? As I say, a lot of people think, well, don't we just need rheumatologists? What's the importance of the work you do in people's lives?
Thank you, Fran. Yes, I think Susanna's kind of outlined the educational and supports aspect, but we can play a major role in the patient journey and managing their condition. Not only the psychological support during stressful and overwhelming times for patients, but also helping with monitoring the drugs that Susanna mentioned that can be sometimes toxic, monitoring disease activity, being that first point of contact for patients. So most rheumatology nurses will run telephone helplines. And so we can be the first point of contact for patients and GPs actually for advice.
On the helpline. Right.
We can then escalate any issues to the rheumatologist concerned.
And in terms of the work you do in the hospital, how many, I mean, as we've already given this incredible statistic, one nurse to 45,000 people, how many people are you serving and how many people are not able to get the care and attention they need because there aren't enough rheumatology nurses or nurse practitioners?
I think that's a really difficult question to answer. I manage...
Do you feel the pressure, I suppose, is what I'm asking in your day-to-day work?
You absolutely do. There are so many more patients that we could help, I know. I know that I could spend more time with patients, but we're often very limited, as the rheumatologists are, for time. So if there were more of us, that would help.
And why aren't there more of you, Linda? What's the barrier? Is it lack? Is it not glamorous? Is it lack of pay, lack of recognition, lack of status?
I think it's a combination of things. I think there's a lack of understanding of the benefit of the role. I think that there's limited training available. So training can be expensive and obviously time consuming for people that are already working full time. I think that there needs to be a standardisation of the role to allow that better understanding of the benefits. And also the reports like the one that's just being done by the Arthritis Australia, I think will really help with advertising this need and to move forward.
Are the rheumatologists, the doctors and the specialists, are they backing you up in this? Do they want more nurse practitioners and nurses?
Absolutely. I think it's recognised now that this role is important and the benefits that we do have.
Susanna Proudman, today you're in Canberra. There's a pretty good case on the stats alone, as we've said, but if you drill down into those statistics, they become even more stark. There's only one, according to your report, only one rheumatology nurse in the Northern Territory, three each in South Australia, Western Australia, and one in Tasmania, which on the face of it seems absolutely hopeless. So what are you calling for today from the government?
Well, I think defining the rheumatology specialist nurse role to increase awareness and really determine what the role looks like for both patients and the health services in which they work. Mm-hmm. One of the major issues relates to the training pathways. There aren't clear-cut pathways in Australia. There certainly are prospects for nurse practitioners, but one of the major barriers to any service such as this really relates to funding. Certainly in the public sector, very few of the patients there are actually on operational funds. Most of them are on funds that come from doing clinical trials or from other funds that are patched together. So there's not a great deal of employment certainty for patients who are working as rheumatology nurses. And there's almost no pathway for funding nurses in the private sector outside clinical trial centres.
And is the answer more specialist nurses or the answer more better training within general nursing about these inflammatory arthritis diseases?
I guess they're two complementary roles. Certainly we could never have enough information available generally amongst the nurses who work in our services, both public and private sector. But this is quite a highly specialised role that really does improve patient satisfaction. It improves health outcomes for patients. We know that the earlier that they're seen, the more likely that they'll go into remission. And this survey did demonstrate that the rates of remission for rheumatoid arthritis were significantly increased. And this increases things like work participation, reduces long-term disability and welfare costs for our Australian taxpayer.
And that's significant, isn't it? I mean, Linda, just to finish on you, the report says that these forms of arthritis are a leading cause of disease burden, among the most common cause of disability and early retirement due to ill health. For those who aren't afflicted, it's incredibly painful, these diseases, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think the patients with any one of these diseases goes through massive stressful time, not only from when they've been diagnosed, but also sort of navigating their way through all the different management of the condition. So pain, stiffness, inability to cope, as Susanna mentioned earlier. If you're talking about a young woman with young families, these conditions have a huge impact on their lives, and so hopefully we can really make a big difference to their coping mechanisms, providing support on all sorts of issues, diet, smoking. Yeah, I could go on.
No, diet and lifestyle makes a huge difference to these conditions.
Huge difference.
Susanna Proudman and Linda Bradby, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Susanna Proudman, Associate Professor, is Medical Director for Arthritis Australia, and Linda Bradbury is a Rheumatology Nurse Practitioner. And Arthritis Australia and the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association will launch this report in Parliament House today. It's called Rheumatology Nurses, Adding Value to Arthritis Care.